The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Varis Help Partners.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we have our friends here with Varis Health, Keith and Pam Giles. I showed them the list. Mike came in with a list of songs for a rainy day, and I thought, gosh, I'd barely ever get a chance to play the rainy day song, so we had a lot of fun today.
I know.
I don't think I've heard that one in 20 years or decades, probably.
That was a good one for today.
Yes.
Exactly. I wished I could sing like that. I wouldn't be in here.
B.J. Thomas sang that song, and it came out, gosh, back in the 70s, I'm sure. I don't know what year, but anyhow, let's get to the serious topic. I guess Pam joked with me, and she said, well, their raindrops are falling on our heads, but in a different way with Medicare. So I guess we're going to jump right into it this morning.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's not forget our Coasties.
That's right.
Oh.
He has a special happy birthday today.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it was on the 4th of August, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 4th of August in 1790 is when we actually started the Coast Guard.
Oh, the Coast Guard. Okay, I wasn't sure if you said coasters.
Coasties. That's what I call them.
Okay.
235 years old.
Wow, incredible. And they're rescuing people even this week.
I know.
People.
That's beautiful. President Washington was the one who signed the... it was called the Tariff Act. So let's not go... Not quite the same, but it was for combating smugglers.
Huh.
And I didn't know that until I started reading it. And I will tell you one thing, that if you know a Coast Guard guy, he probably knows the best fishing place to go. So become his best friend.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, that's very cool. Yeah. I love that. Fun facts for the day.
Yeah, and as I said, because we don't really talk about the Coast Guard so much, and they do...
they're amazing.
They are. They have a tough job, and they also have some pretty good jobs, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Yeah. So thanks, guys. Thanks, Coasties.
Hats off to you.
Yes,
for sure. Okay, so what do y'all want to talk about today? You went to a convention, I understand, recently?
Yes.
Or conference?
Yes, and we were talking a little bit about that before we started the show, and I felt like I was in a twilight zone.
Oh, gosh. Why is that?
Oh, there's so many changes out there that are being just to Medicare. It's just in itself, Medicare is crazy, right, Pam? I mean, we're getting all this data. It's like, we're going to change this, we're going to change that, we're going to change this. And I've had people at the symposium say, we've never seen anything this bad before. Mm-hmm. Not bad, but all the changes
extensive.
That are coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The extensive things that are happening. Yeah. Yeah. So I spent a lot of time. This is our recertification time of the year. And so we have to get up to date on everything that's going on out there. And it kind of turned me into doing a little bit more digging yesterday, because we only know what they initially are getting us recertified on, and what are the actual changes. We don't know till CMS, Center of Medicare Medicaid Services, says, here you go, here's the change for 2026. So a lot of us do some research in advance to find out what's going on. And, of course, prices aren't going down. They're heading the wrong way. That's where we're like, yeah, it feels like we just keep getting rained on. One more thing to keep us drowning here.
Well,
so,
put.
Yeah.
Getting rained on.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna hit us, and we're all being wet by the time this year
is
over.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that it is in our books and our materials, so it is going to happen for the Part D, or the drug plan piece. Of course, that deductible is going to increase to $615 for 2026. And last year, we had that $2,000 max out-of-pocket cap for prescription drug plans. It's going to go up to $2,100 for 2026. And just a little recap as far as that $615 deductible. If you are taking expensive medications, a plan can charge you up to $615 for things that are classified in a tier that's a specialty medication, and then they can also charge whatever their copay is, which we have no idea what those are going to look like until we see the new plans. But a copay could be anywhere from another $140 to $150 for an expensive medication. So now you're paying $615 and $145 for that expensive medication right out of the box. So it's great in that, even though you plan for those expensive medications, that's a lot out of your pocket right up front. One thing that is staying for next year is what we call the payment plan for prescription drug plans. So given that scenario I just told you with expensive medications, you can take that list of meds that you have and tally what you pay throughout the year, especially the expensive ones, and you can pay a monthly payment to whoever your provider is. So your provider will pay your carrier, your health carrier will pay the pharmacist, and in return they bill you monthly for that medication or two medications or whatever you put on the payment plan.
So I have a question, because I just want to make sure I'm understanding. So is this now for people that are on the drug and prescription plan, or people that are on the Advantage plan that includes drug and prescription, or both?
Both.
Both. Okay.
It's just in general your drugs for Medicare.
Gotcha.
So it could be through either avenue. Yeah. So that's a big change. It still is there is somewhat of a light. Either you can choose the payment plan, or of course we're still looking to see what these negotiated drug prices are. We've gone over the list of the 10 meds, but we haven't seen anything what the costs are going to actually look like. So there's still hoping for a light on the end of the tunnel for that one. But I think that's probably one of the firmest things we got as far as costs for next year. So you got to plan for that. One of the things I have in my notes as well, if you're looking at retiring in 2026, and even if you are retired now and you've had med changes or you need a medication review, for those already on plans, don't forget, AEP is October 15th to December 7th.
And what is AEP?
Annual enrollment period.
There you go.
That's when you need to make your changes if that's something that applies to you. And if you're planning for next year, and I'm kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but it kind of rolls into, if you're on an employer plan, and you're looking at Medicare, like I said, we haven't had all the firm costs yet, but you want to take that into account and get some good comparisons before you step out of that employer's plan. So anyway, that's kind of a little bit that way. Talking about getting off employer plans and picking up Medicare, another thing that to be cognizant of is with those changes I just told you about, it also is estimating to increase when you were asking me about the standalone drug plans, if you will, or the Medicare Advantage plans. Typically, and I can't tell you, it's going to look like this next year, Medicare Advantage plans, you might get a little bit of a break on drugs, but if you're on a standalone drug plan, those premiums average nationwide are going to be like almost
$40. Yeah, almost $40 now.
Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to be charging that, because it's listed right now as $38.99 is supposedly the national average. But what that means to you is that overall or across the board, you look for increased premiums for standalone drug plans, of course, increased deductibles. But one thing people don't realize, I run into this a lot. I'm not taking drugs. Why do I have to sign up for a drug plan? Part of the system is if you don't and you don't have an alternative like a VA benefit or some other benefit that's credible coverage for your drug plan, you are going to incur a penalty. And as the national average goes up, so does the penalty, and that is a lifetime for you. So if you go on Medicare at age 68 and you never picked up a drug plan, that penalty is going to stay with you for the duration.
Wow. Okay.
So just kind of keep that in mind as well.
One of the things, Pam, I was reading on was their formularies are going to be a little bit tighter too.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
That means
less choice.
Well, less choice. Now they still have to have at least two medications in each what we call categories. Medications are categorized based on what they're used for. But they could be charging more for, again, we still don't know the negotiated prices for certain meds, but that they would be charging either higher tiers or you're not going to find a particular medication on someone's formulary. A lot of times drug plans, and I don't know what they're going to look like for 2026, they'll have what they call enhanced formularies.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones with the higher premiums. Sometimes they have lower or no deductible, but you pay more directly for your medications, but you pay a higher premium every month. If you're going for the low ball, I want a plan that only charges me $40 a month if that's the going rate. Yeah, but your medications are expensive and they're charging you the $615 deductible.
Wow.
So you got to weigh and decide where that's at. But again, we don't know what those look like. But if you are on those plans, and we stress this every month, I think, you're going to get an annual notice change probably sometime in September that's telling you your plans change. Don't throw it away this year. Look at it.
Okay, if you just joined us, talking with Keith and Pam Giles with Veris Health, giving you an update today on Medicare and what's happening with that, and also Social Security planning. It is complicated. I can't keep up with it for sure, and it sounds like that y'all are challenged this year, too, to absorb all these changes and keep up with everything. How do you do it?
Absolutely. I spend a day like I did yesterday doing a lot of research.
I guess so. It's a lot. But you do have to be certified, I understand, to be able to work with these plans as an insurance carrier. And
yes. Yeah, you have to be licensed and certified. Specifically, when you're working with Medicare, you definitely have to carry that certification. Yeah, because I want to take a couple more minutes to talk about a couple other things, but I want Keith to turn over. We're very excited that we are doing now Social Security counseling, and that's another benefit of being able to offer additional services. A couple other things while I'm riding on that drug plan trail. We've talked about extra help. If you haven't applied for it or you don't know what it is, or LIS, Limited Income Subsidy, basically it's a federal program, and if you qualify, it's based on income and assets. If you qualify for it, if you're currently on it, or if you wonder how you qualify for it, or how do you qualify for it, you do that through SSA.gov. That's one of the things we can help you with. But on this whole drug plan stuff, the subsidy that they're going to be paying to help those on LIS are going to change also. Basically, and I don't know what these numbers are going to look like, they have it in different tiers on how you qualify. But say, for example, right now they're paying you $15 for a particular medication. So now they might only put $10 towards a particular medication. That's just an example. So you might end up paying a little bit more for your meds if you're on the extra help program as well.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked when I saw that. I was like, wow, they're even moving the LIS out, and which also affects the Medicaid side.
Yeah, basically they're helping on the overall max out of pockets, but they're still charging you more in general.
It's a no-win situation. So,
wow. Okay.
Yeah. So
lots of changes to be aware of.
Yeah, that's the only thing. The last thing that I'm going to say on what we have so far is Part B premiums. That's that currently $185 that you pay a month.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what plan you are on, you can be on Original Medicare, you can be on Original Medicare with a MedSup, and a drug plan, you can be on Medicare with a Medicare Advantage plan. Everybody pays the $185, unless you're in one of those LIS or Medicaid situations where that you get help paying for those or it's paid for you. We're anticipating that to go up
Really?
And that's, we're looking at possibly like 11 or more percent. So, again, we don't know those numbers until October. So just, we just try to keep in tune for that. But important, if you're retirement planning again for 2026, we'll probably stress this or talk about this a little bit more, what we call IRMA. And when you talk about your Social Security planning as well, IRMA is your individual monthly adjustment amount for individuals who are in certain income brackets. So it's income-related monthly adjustment amount, IRMA, as we refer to it. And a lot of people don't realize, they take a look at charging you more for your Part B. Now, if we're already increasing our Part B premium, they also add, and again, I go back to the question, well, I'm not taking drugs. They'll still charge you an IRMA for Part D, even in addition to your drug plan. And I don't know what the IRMA state steps are going to look like, but if you're planning for retirement next year, you just need to be aware of that, because they do a two-year look back. And if you're in a certain income bracket, you will pay more than the standard Part B, plus they'll also charge you an additional Part D. Again, there's, we can talk about that more, but that's really important if you're retirement planning. If you have a financial planner that you're working with, you know, make sure you do some planning with them on what to do with your funds.
Right.
So given that,
you should also talk to your independent agent.
Talk to your independent agent
and
to find out what the new rates are.
Something about VHP or something.
Verus Health Partners. And how can folks get in touch with you? There's a lot of information that you're giving us today, and some of it's a little scary, I have to say. But how can folks get in touch with you to sit down and look at what they're doing, what they're, because everybody's different, obviously. How do they get reach you?
850-710-7196, or you can get us verushp.com and set up appointments with us as well. And we are going to have Medicare Made Easy classes coming up October 7th, 5:30 p.m. through PSC at the Milton campus, and October 9th at 5:30 p.m. at the Pensacola campus. And hopefully I'll have new numbers by then. I have a few new numbers, but let's hear what we can do with the Social Security planning counseling. Keith, you want to share?
Well, we started at what, about officially probably about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And we've had, Cheryl's had three people that she's helping out and helping with the decision. We got into this. I'll just tell you my story. I was like, wait a minute. One of the things they ask you is, how long do you expect you're going to live? Well, when I was young, I didn't think I was going to make it past 30. How do I know how far I'm going to live now? You know, so,
right.
So it took me, like, when I did my assessment, it took me like 2-3 hours just thinking, how old am I going to, you know, it that's a big piece of it. There, but there's like 8 different things, and I would like to have Cheryl on here. 8 different things that you really need to focus on when you're getting ready to retire and start taking, you know, your Social Security benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it plays a lot with your income and how much you're going to make. Many people think that, oh, yeah, we always hear this, 70 years old is the key word. Not necessarily.
Right.
Okay. Really, the longevity has a lot to do with it. And it depends on other factors like, you know, are you still working, things like that. So all this stuff has to be put into an algorithm, and then it'll give you a good expectations of where you're going to go. It's really complicated. I just as soon jump into a lake full of sharks or something.
But we can, based on what he's kind of sharing with you as well. Being certified as analysts, we can talk to you about Social Security rules and how to make your claim decisions and analyze clients' optimal strategies, which is what Keith was talking about. Yeah. You can plug in numbers and actually come up with how to, you know, map out
Yes.
What you want to do and what you can plan for your Social Security benefits. But I think, like you said, there's some myths out there, and that's one of the things that we work for. Everyone says wait till full retirement age. That's that 70-year-old.
Yeah. There's a bunch of factors. If you got an ex-spouse that's making a big retirement plan, you can actually pull from them. Many people don't realize that some of their adult, disabled children, if you look at that, you can actually get coverage for them as well. And so I'm kind of leaning towards that way, become more specialized in that, because I know a couple of people that didn't even know about it.
Right. Well, it's hard to keep up with all the changes and the things that are happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Social Security is so entrenched. I mean, you can do a lot of stuff online, but tell me all I know is what my Social Security looks like by going online and seeing what my projection is, how I can collect. What's the best way to collect? I don't know. I just know what the numbers show.
Well, your check is going to be reduced now because you said it looks like the Part B premiums for Medicare may go up about 11.6%. So that's $206.50 a month out of your check. That's a lot.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm.
So if that's you're on fixed income, that's a lot.
Yes, that's key right there. And that's where it just keeps hitting home. So, again, if you're planning on retiring, definitely want to keep that in mind. And those are numbers that are estimated, but they're anticipated.
So now, you mentioned that you're doing the Social Security training or classes.
We did our first one up in Milton, Florida. So our next one's going to be on the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be doing that.
Okay.
So we're getting ready to do that.
Yeah, we're putting some different classes together. We got the Medicare classes. Big changes on the whole drug plan scheme going that way again. It's looking like we're kind of I hate to say it this way, they're kind of weeding out independent agents as being servicers for drug plans. So we also have classes on how do you look up what your medications are. We've got Medicare.gov versus SocialSecurity.gov. How do I use those? How do I use those services? Right. So we're going to have classes on that as well. Right. So, with everything that's going on, I think as researchers and educators, that's what we do. We're trying to put more classes on the market for people to come.
So get in touch with your agent, whoever it is, and ask the questions that we're talking about today and see if they're up to date with it. I think that's one of the important things. And if you don't have your Social Security login, right, you probably want to get that done too.
Right. Okay. Now.
Start looking at that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, we're talking with Keith and Pam Giles, who are with Veris Health Partners. It's a veteran organization, correct? Veteran-owned?
Correct.
Yes, so that makes a big difference, too, because you have insights into all of the veteran needs, especially for those getting ready to retire. Plus, now, being with the certification that you have, that makes you even more, as experts, more expert on these topics. And it's really hard to navigate through all of this.
Most we can do is offer how do you do this?
Yes, but someone could come in and sit down with you. Is the consultation free, that initial visit to talk with you, or how does that work?
There is a fee to that.
Uh-huh.
But the first one is just a general information to set it up and try to get the information for you.
Okay.
But there is going to be a fee with that.
Okay. So tell us again, we're just about out of time, where you're located, how folks can reach you, your phone number, website, all that good stuff.
Okay, we have two offices, but our office here in this area is 850 South Palafox, 850-710-7196.
Okay, Veris Health Partners, Keith and Pam Giles, they're here to help you navigate the waters with Medicare, Social Security, and so many of your other healthcare needs. Thanks for being here this morning, you guys. It was great to see you again. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back with you again right after the news. Have a
great
day, y'all.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.